Did you, what would you fry eggs in? Did you have?
My mother had one iron skillet.
Yeah.
And it had a crack in it, but it was, it didn't leak, it just had a crack.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that, and she used it, made biscuits in a dish pan or something like that.
And maybe used it to beat you all over the head with,
huh? Yeah. Mostly used, the proper thing then was a willow switch. But, you know, mind everybody got a hook on them. Every time I tell you go get a switch, you a willow switch. And in the cotton field was a cotton stopper.
Yeah.
And
you mean she'd make you go get the your own switch to
own
you with?
Switch, right. Because then, you know, if you go get a little small one, she'll use that, and then she'll go get her own switch. So when she tell you to go get a switch, you go get a long one. And then they used to plat switches, you know, plat them together, and then the end, time, you know, kind of time a little bit.
Yeah.
And then tear you back in or whatever. But later on, Papa's thing was an ironing cord.
Oh boy.
I used to get the job done with an ironing cord. But in the field, most of it was a cotton stop around the house or the weeping willow stick.
Did you remember having a, did y'all ever have a car, or do you remember having a wagon? Y'all use a wagon mostly?
Wagon mostly. Uh-huh. No more, you know, just my mother told me about. The first car that she rode in was an AT model. And this man gave him a ride from town to home. And she was pregnant then, she said, with my third brother. And it was so hot out there, and said the man gave her a ride. So that was her first time ever riding in a car. Up to about after, at least after 63, when my daddy got his first car.
Yeah.
You know, he worked and got his own first car.
Okay. Well now, a wagon had, what about the parts of a wagon, you know, can you tell me?
You had a wheel, had four wheels on, and had one mule pulling. And you had front seat. And everybody else just piled in on the back. Most people built benches then and put on the back. Like if a bunch of people was gonna ride, you know, you put benches in there. Either everybody just scramble up in there. And three or four, it was fun to hang out the back of the wagon and let your feet run down. That was the most popular thing that they had then.
Yeah. And y'all would sometimes ride around that way. Well, when you had to go anywhere, that was about the only place.
On its way to go, a walk one.
Yeah. Now the wheels, tell me about the, first you had the hub, right? And that was inside.
Right.
And then you had the, what?
It had an iron piece to run around on this, you know, on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And
it ran around that wood.
Wooden thing on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Had that. And you also, you know, have to have that, after you hook the mule up to the little tongue thing on the way.
Yeah.
Wasn't nothing fancy about it.
There was a tongue that went down the...
Down, if you had two of,
yeah.
Two mules on there, you had a little tongue, you know, to kind of separate them.
Yeah.
And when you had one, you know, have a change after come around the horse's neck. And then it run down kind of on the belly and hook onto a little hook thing up on there that you hook it to. That was in case, you know, then, you know, like to be riding on rough roads or something, run out in front, you know, would scare the horse or something. That way, if you lose control of it, you know, you could reach down and grab that and hold to it.
Did, now when the horses were hitched up to the buggy, there was a little thing that came back that the traces were hitched to, you know, that little wooden thing, you know what that
right.
was?
The brake thing?
No, the traces that the horses were hitched up came back to this little kind of a wooden thing. That, you know what a single tree was? Mm-hmm. Or a double tree?